adversarial relationships are gross. Adversarial relationships are all human animal, all about somebody surviving, somebody out coming out on top. And the experience is what it says right here. Fear, scarcity, competition, and glee. You know what glee is, right? Glee's ha-ha-ha-ha, right? I won, somebody else lost. Some people mistake glee for happy. It's not. It's ew. It's gross. But so survival, an adversarial relationship is what happens with human animal. Partnership is an expression of human spirit. It's over on this side. So women being weaker than and dependent upon men gives women an adversarial relationship with men. It goes something like, find the best enemy you can and marry him. Now men, sorry, you guys didn't escape this. Men have an adversarial relationship with women because men are dependent upon women for sex and attention. Can you see that? So that's where it appears that women have more power, that we're the bigger and the stronger. We've got something that you want and that you need. So men will become manipulative towards women to get sex and attention. Women will become manipulative towards men, not just become, just are manipulative towards men to get you to provide for me and to protect me. Is that clear? Okay. One of the things, by the way, that happens in our curriculum for women is that they find out something really important about men that they didn't know. And what they didn't know is that you want to provide for us and protect us. That you're compelled to, that it's natural for you. And if you're appreciated for it, it's incredibly satisfying and fulfilling. It's like, yes, this is what I'm here for, and I'm appreciated for. So what women find out in our workshops is you don't need to manipulate a man to provide for you and protect you. He already wants to. So it's one of the elements that breaks the adversarial relationship that women have with men from instinct, is finding out there's no battle here. We're very well suited for each other. I need to feel provided and protected by you, and you want to provide and protect me. This could work. Which is where my study started 15 years ago. Okay, this could work. How come it's not working? You know, and 15 years of history since then. So in this adversarial relationship, there's a concern about who has enough power to get the other guy to do what they want. Because it appears that whoever has the most power is the one that's going to get what they need, right? And the one who doesn't have enough power can't get what they need. So there's this contest for power. And one of the ways this gets expressed is that... ay, ay, ay. Is that when you as a man are perceived as a threat, that you're perceived as either unwilling to provide for me or protect me, or, God forbid, you're not doing it right, right? You've blown the berry process. The reaction that women have is that your power needs to be reduced. You need to have less power. And so what a woman will do is emasculate you. So you seem threatening when you don't do something right. When you don't do something the way a woman would do it, the way that I would do it. When you don't do the berry processes, you seem threatening, and a woman will emasculate a man then. You seem threatening. There's other ways you seem threatening that we'll talk about today. You seem threatening, for example, when you raise your voice. When you raise your voice, to us, that is a precursor of force. And since you're bigger and stronger, you can force. And when you raise your voice, you're reminding us that you can force, and that's very threatening to us, and we will emasculate you. Now, I don't need to go through all the ways that women emasculate men, right? Women, we went through it with you at Celebrating Men, and men, you already know because you're on the other end of it. one of the things that I, that gentlemen, I'd like you to know about the ladies in this room is that they have given up the right to emasculate men. Now you may wonder, given up the right to emasculate men? Well, where'd they get it in the first place? But we've gotten to the place in our culture where emasculating men is completely acceptable. We have whole sitcoms dedicated to emasculating men. It's the source of all the humor. We have legislation that emasculates men. I mean, it's just it's hideous, the anti-maleness. And what's extraordinary about the women in this room is that they have, you know, live in a culture that says, yes, men should not have so much power. We're completely justified in stealing their power all the time. And they've said, I'm not gonna anymore. I'm more interested in partnership. I'm more interested in where you have power and I have power, where we're strong together, instead of I'm weakening you because I'm so scared of you.